TPS NFL. What is this? Week one? Week one update?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
When you walk out on that field today, ask yourself this question.
What time is it? Game time! What time is it? Game time! What time is it? Game time! What time is it? Let's go! We ready! We ready! We ready!
When I step on the field, I send one message. And this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like.
Football is getting hit. That's it.
It's gonna be football now.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it?
Let's hunt now.
We're talking about the Jets like we're talking about the Saints. You know, all this, how are we the Miami Heat of football?
Yeah.
The bottom line is you got to buckle up your chin strap.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Don't disrespect the game like that.
There's too much crying from them.
He's a man. They can be a hit just like us. He's a man.
You ought to make the big money.
He's a man.
Don't cry when you step on the field, man. That's war out there.
Turn it up!
When I step on the field, I send one message. And this is what it feels like.
Oh, my bad. Your bad don't work in my world.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it?
Let's go. It's a wrap. Game over.
Welcome, everyone, to the TPS NFL Update Week 1. I'm E8999, your host, and joined with me today is Franchise 254. If he's still on the call.
I'm still here. I had to show up for a few minutes so I could keep my streak alive.
Born 34, back from vacation.
That's right.
And John McClain, who came 20 minutes late.
Are we streaming?
No, we're not streaming.
Oh.
This is like back old school. We're taking it back a notch.
What do you mean I showed up 20 minutes late?
You showed up 20 minutes
the
late.
The first thing I heard when I came in was, okay, let's start recording.
What time did the tweet say? Check the tweets.
It was 20 minutes ago.
Check the tweets.
And you still hadn't started when I showed up 20 minutes late.
Okay, let's talk about some... Well, what's first? Should we talk about...
Wait, do I add the Canadian guy?
Can you?
Have you tried to?
No, I think I did.
Or is he not on your list?
No, I don't see Canadians on my list. I'm just saying. There are no Canadians on my list, and that might be on purpose.
Okay.
So you can try to add the Canadian, but...
I'll try.
You might pull a Canadian. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, so let's first start off with Michigan football update. Did you watch this game, McClain?
No.
What?
I didn't get it here.
Oh, because you live in a terrible part of the country. I get it.
Yeah, they only show good games.
I get it. When you live in the bad part of the country, you don't get to watch the best college football that this nation has to offer. I'm sure you watched it, Bourne.
It's not available around here.
Wow, why does everyone live in terrible America?
We both
America?
Live in the ghetto, apparently.
Yeah, a bunch of ghetto. How about in Canada? Does Canada have microphones or headphones? Okay, well, in my neck of the woods, it was all over the television. And as I was telling McClain, Denard Robinson ran himself right back into the Heisman talk. He was running all over Air Force, just like it was 2011. He's back. Michigan is back. Powerhouse once again. Now that I think about it, now that it's been a couple weeks since the Alabama loss, can we crown them undefeated if they win the remainder of their games? Can we just count that as a fluke?
Who, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Alabama.
No. If Michigan wins the rest of their games, you can say maybe they weren't prepared. Maybe they weren't ready. Maybe they were overwhelmed. Maybe they were an a terrible part of the country, and they were just upset that they had to be there, right? Who wants to be in Texas? Not Michigan. So
yeah, because they want to be in Michigan. That's great.
What do you have to say about the T-shirts that the student, the body, created?
What T-shirts?
Oh, I'm sorry. These are Ohio State fans that created them. Never mind.
Oh, see.
I'll wait till the Ohio State mention.
No, whoa. That's...
The student body made some T-shirts that said something along the lines of, I'd rather shower at Penn State than be a Michigan fan.
Whoa! Whoa! I'll take one.
Athletic department and the president got really, really ticked, and they had to like make an official statement to like distance themselves from the student body.
They had to distance themselves from their own student body.
Yeah,
how does that work?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh! I expect that from Ohio State. Let's be honest here, okay? Let's be honest here. So Michigan is back. They're, who are they playing next?
They're back
week?
Into the win column is all their.
No, they are back. Like when you think about back, you think Michigan.
They barely beat Air Force.
No, they didn't.
What are you going to do when Ohio State beats them this year and Ohio State doesn't even have to play for anything?
They are not going to beat them this year. Quit saying such terrible things. Terrible, terrible. No, I got them. I'm looking at their schedule right now. UMass next week, a very underrated UMass, I might add.
Yeah.
They're going to take care of business there. Then they're going to come into South Bend, my backyard, and destroy the Fighting Irish. And I'm looking at the rest of these games. Michigan State, whatever.
They just scored 41 points last week.
Nebraska, whatever. Ohio State, double whatever. I got them undefeated. Just wait. Make sure.
You know you're reading off Big Ten teams and saying they suck.
Well, hold on here. Whoa. It's because they already beat Air Force. I didn't want to mention them. I didn't want to disrespect.
You're right. Air Force is the best team you read off.
Does a team have to go 0-2 to be highly, extremely underrated? Because that's UMass right now.
They put up a good fight in their first two games. It was almost like they... Luck losses.
They lost to Indiana 45-6.
Indiana's very underrated.
Yeah, extremely, undeniably overrated.
So, the blue is back. I can see you guys agree with me, and that's your Michigan update. How about some CFL? How about the Blue Bombers? I'm a little annoyed with their tweets lately.
Why?
Well, because they're giving me the play-by-play.
First of all, why are you following the Blue Bombers?
Because I'm a Blue Bomber Nation. Come on. They do the play-by-play.
Yeah.
They play on Sundays.
Last week they didn't because they did the play-by-play until they were down like 35-0.
Oh, and then they
and then they just stopped updating.
I really like just because of the fact that we have somebody from Canada doesn't necessarily mean that they're a Blue Bomber fan, and actually quite the opposite, that they don't like the Blue Bombers at all. I thought that was great.
Yeah, this week the Blue Bombers had a rematch against the team they played last week. They played 2 weeks in a row.
Is E. Diddy in charge of that schedule?
Whoa. Wow.
We'll find out next week if they play them again.
You should have gone back in and reset the schedule.
Yeah. They need to talk to ESPN about that.
So the Blue Bombers lost again.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a letdown season for them.
This time by less than 50, though. They only lost by a point.
So they're getting better?
They're improving under the new head coach.
I'm reading in this chat that the coach blew it. Confirmed in Canada, the Blue Bombers coach blew it.
John, did they lose a lot of players from last year? Is that why they're so bad this year?
They've had some injury issues, and they did lose their best defensive player. But they also started the season with like four straight road games. So it was a bad start to the season. And then they fired their coach, and that was when they were done.
They threw in the towel?
Yeah.
What's the saying?
Suck hard for Denard.
Yeah, that was great, by the way.
Ah, okay, so that's your Blue Bomber update. What's next? We have, I guess we can start into talking about last week's matchups in the TPS NFL, which a couple shockers. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty shocked that the Brownies won.
You're the only one, apparently.
No.
Because the poll says 6-0 in my favor.
Really? What yeah. poll? There's a poll? Where's the poll?
The poll, the matchup poll.
Oh, no, Vitty. Don't trust the matchup poll. You know that's just a bunch of trolls. The only people who vote in polls are trolls. Troll polls. Poll trolls.
Well, I noticed people do vote, like, when it's already over.
Oh, they vote.
To say they were right. Because it lets you vote whenever. Like, I could vote right now if I hadn't already.
Oh, really? Yahoo's locked her out. I always forget to go in and vote.
Okay, so what happened? How did you... Nobody beats Chuck Norris, but somehow you beat Chuck
Well, I found
Norris.
His weakness.
Speaking of which, he's 72. Did you realize that?
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
They were talking about
that
because he's on the new... he's on that new Expendables movie.
Right. He's the oldest one?
I don't know. He possibly is. 72.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to die soon.
Yeah, I think he already has died.
He just came back?
Yeah, he has, like, three lives.
He's pulling a Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Okay, so what's his weakness, then? Brownies.
Brownies.
No, stop. Okay, is Ronnie Brown his weakness?
Yes.
Justin Blackman?
Hey, Ronnie Brown almost had a Chris Johnson game.
What do you mean?
CJ2K. Chris Johnson. Mr. 11 carries, 4 yards.
He was, what was he, 5 for 5? 5 attempts, 5 yards.
5 attempts, 5. He outplayed Chris Johnson.
Wow. At least he got a yard per carry, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So who outperformed? I mean, Tony Romo, who thought he was going to do that? Nobody thought he was going to do that.
What do you mean? He just had a Tony Romo game. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think I called that.
Did he fumble away the game? Because that's what I consider a Tony Romo game. I don't know about anybody else. Oh, interesting.
Did he have more overhand passes than sidearm passes?
Yes.
The Canadian in the chat wants to talk about that Adrian Peterson can walk again. How did that happen?
It's a miracle.
How did that happen?
Well, I don't know how it happened. He must not have been that bad.
Free healthcare in Canada.
Well, Wes Welker did it too last year, 2 years ago, where he had the same injury and he came back pretty fast.
So I'm looking at your bench. So we know who's sitting next week. We know Ronnie Brown's getting demoted for a guy that didn't have legs, and now all of a sudden he has legs. What about this looter in a riot that I keep hearing about, Alshon Jeffrey?
What do you mean? What about him?
Looter in a riot. You saw what they did to the Colts. That was uncalled for.
No, I didn't watch that game.
Because it was uncalled for. Unnecessary.
It was a bad game.
Are they trying to get Alshon Jeffrey paid or something? Trade bait, maybe? Trying to jack up the price for next season? Wow.
What do you mean? You're hating on the Bears because the Colts don't play defense?
3 receptions for 80 yards.
Because they can't contain Alshon Jeffrey?
It was an outrage. I saw that game. That was on my television.
Yeah, I did see that too.
That was uncalled for. Leave Andrew Luck alone, okay? What did
I tweeted that, you know, after watching Luck from, like, the first half, I tweeted, like, this is why Cleveland doesn't waste their first pick on quarterbacks anymore. And then I proceeded to find out that Whedon got stuck underneath the flag during the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of the game. That was unbelievable.
That's great.
He had to stand. He had to go on all fours for the entire Star Spangled Banner, and then like crawl out underneath one of the sides, right after they got
that
done.
That was his play of the night.
Yeah, basically. And then they also said that Vic had more completions to Browns players than Whedon did within the first like 2 or 3 quarters.
Oh, that was a quarterback battle.
I watched some of
that
game. That game was painful to watch.
Was it?
Yeah.
Michael Vick being Michael Vick?
Ooh, Brandon Whedon almost outplayed him.
Dude.
Almost. He would have outplayed him because Michael Vick did throw a fifth interception, but the guy dropped it.
Okay. So Chuck Norris, you need to upgrade your bench, right? Look at all those zeros.
Yeah, he didn't make any mistakes on who to play.
Yeah.
Well, two of them were injured. Yeah. Didn't play.
Is Ryan Matthews, when is he expected back? Does anybody know yet?
I thought like maybe another 2 weeks or so.
Okay. And Felix Jones, well, he's a backup. Bernard Scott?
The law firm was out. Pretty well.
Yeah, the law firm got that on lock. Well, it might be a rough season for a newcomer, Chuck Norris. We'll see.
Well, it depends on Chris Johnson.
Is that the difference?
He's the difference maker.
0.36 yards per game.
I think Brandon Lloyd's probably going to have better games than that. And Bo's probably going to do better than he did this week.
He's got to get a good kicker.
That guy only missed one field goal. Come on.
That's too many. He doesn't have
chances, though, if the quarterback keeps throwing picks.
He'll be fine. He has to play the rest of you guys, so I'm not worried about him now. Now that I think about it, Brownies got lucky. Who could have thought Romo would be Romo, but not Romo? You know what I'm saying? So, don't worry, Chuck Norris. You'll improve. Let's talk about... Bourne. You barely lost to the Bums.
Yeah.
Barely lost. Whoa. What's that?
Go ahead.
You barely lost to the Bums.
Yeah, that's just a funny setting.
Okay, so what hurt you? Oh, the Chiefs D.
No, that didn't hurt me.
No?
No, if I've got other issues in terms of guys on my bench as well, similar to Chuck Norris. Phillip Rivers had a pretty good game, so we'll build on that. DeSean Jackson.
Pretty good game.
Yeah.
He's the 18th ranked quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't throw any interceptions.
And he didn't fumble any, so that's good.
All right.
We're gonna build on that. Sproles, I thought, could have had a little bit better numbers, but I mean, he still got 11 points, but his stats were kind of so-so. He didn't get a whole lot of action just because of how well Washington played against New Orleans.
What concerns me is that Lance Moore probably had his best game of the season in week one.
So high. He's on the block, I guess, huh?
Somebody make him an offer. Lance Moore, on the block. And yeah. Bums, I mean, they survived a bad outing by Michael Vick. MJD not doing anything. Toby Gerhardt getting run over by Adrian Peterson.
I can't see Ridley repeating that.
No, nobody expected that. I mean, even the announcers were like, what is going on here? Why is Ridley getting the ball so much?
I didn't see what his numbers were.
I think he had like 9 of the first 10 plays were runs to Ridley in that game.
Oh, wow.
So they started off with a game plan. I don't know what's going on with Julio Jones. Is he the new top dog over there?
I can't see him replacing Roddy White for the duration of the season, but he's like a glorified Tory, what's that guy's name from Baltimore?
Anquan Boldin?
Torrey Smith?
Yeah, thank you, Torrey Smith. Just runs deep.
Hopefully he gets behind him.
Yeah.
Throw it up, Matt Ryan. I'll make you famous.
Roddy White tweeted that he's gonna work to get more fantasy points for all of his managers.
He did?
Yeah.
Ooh, who has Roddy?
I don't know.
What else did he have? Gronkowski? Okay, I guess. Right? 6 for 60 and a touchdown? That's kind of low for the number one rated fantasy player, right?
Yeah.
Rated him number one.
The world?
He's number two.
Oh, he is?
And Jimmy Graham.
Oh. Okay, so that's that matchup.
I'm not too worried at this point.
Yeah, you scored plenty of points. Bums just got lucky. Let's be honest here. Nobody expected Ridley, and that's pretty much what put him over the top. Next up, Team It's a Gaming World versus Rajon Rambo Bros Straight Cash Homie. And Bowser just took it to him. I mean, this wasn't even close. Even though Rambo had Matt Ryan and 31 points, those 31 points were of his 79. So nobody else did anything.
When looks like Team Canada gave the endorsement to Rambo too.
Ooh. Don't be doing that to people, Canada. Why you got to do that?
He did it on Monday, too.
He jinxed them.
Oh, man.
That's rough. D'Angelo Williams scored 0 points for Bowser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's with Jonathan Stewart injured.
Sitting. Yeah, he didn't even play.
So Williams was going to get all the carries. So this is a good Williams performance.
Oh, my gosh. 6 attempts for minus 1 yard. Wow. And he still got 91 points.
Yeah.
And he has the fumble machine. Oh, my gosh. Watch out for Team It's in Gaming World. They are on the prowl. And sorry, Ron Bro, but I don't know what you're doing over there. Let's see. Next up. Oh, let's talk about Canada. Let's talk about how they accidentally won their first matchup. Freddy Krueger Jackson out. Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
The law firm. Optimus Prime. Wow. He does have a lot of good players. And Team Winrar must be, team he's stuck with another Manning this year, which isn't good. Is Eli Manning a good fantasy quarterback? I'm struggling with
usually
that.
Usually he is, but not against Dallas's new defense.
Oh, they have a new defense?
Yeah. The best defense.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah. Didn't you watch the game?
No, I didn't watch the game. I mean, I watched some of the game, but I was tired. And at halftime, I was like, I'd rather sleep, you know.
Well, it was over by halftime. It was a beatdown.
It wasn't a beatdown. 17-24.
Yeah, that's because they got a late touchdown to make it look close.
No. I'm looking at the scoring right now, and New York was just getting better and better every quarter.
Yeah, because that's what happens in blowouts.
If this would have been a 5-quarter game, New York might have pulled it out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if they had like 100 quarters, they could have flipped it out.
So Team WinRAR, only Michael Bush and Eli Manning scoring double digits for them.
That's right.
Matt Castle.
On the bench?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to take Eli. I mean, that's two bad decisions, right?
Castle's just coming back from injury still, though, isn't he? Or is he already fully healed?
I think he said he was 100%.
Okay.
I think he's ready to go. But, man, minus 4 points from the Bills, minus 2 points from David Wilson. Winrar's hurting. And look at what Canada had on his bench. He left 20 points on the bench. 17 points on the bench. 15 points on the bench. You're lucky you didn't lose, Canada.
Well, he can't play 3 quarterbacks. 2 of those players that you mentioned were quarterbacks.
Yeah, but why does he have 3 quarterbacks?
Well,
come on, Canada. Why do you have 3 quarterbacks?
He's trying to sell them.
You can't.
He's trying to sell them by.
Instead, he'd rather give away 2 good running backs.
For free.
Yeah.
For free. And then the one you got is out.
Broken.
Wow.
McLean must have ran Fred Jackson's odometer backwards, made it look a lot better when he was trying to package him.
It's not Fred. My Fred Jackson got hit with a cheap shot. Did you see that dirty hit?
No, I did not.
It's your fault that Fred Jackson's soft.
It's your fault that Canada has Fred Jackson.
Yeah. Actually, sure. you owe the entire country an apology.
My fault he took a helmet to the knee?
It's your fault that he can't take a helmet to the knee.
Yeah, because he's soft.
Wow. Good trade, Canada.
I wanted to say I had I intercepted a transcript that Canada had that McLean had sent him earlier in the week. McLean told Canada, he said, "That sucker, I just robbed him." He's like taking candy from a baby. he's a chump and I hate him.
Where did you find that?
I like the ending. You stuck the ending. The I hate him part. That's what made, that's what pulls it all together.
You know that's John.
Yeah.
You know that's John.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Straight out of his mouth.
That was off the record.
Next up, T-Biz Bros versus I'm Not a Racist. Another close matchup. Bros with 96 points. That's too bad because I'm Not a Racist coming through with 105. Are you kidding me? 105 pushing himself right up the power rankings. Now, Bros.
Once again, we have Team Canada endorsing the Bros. They lost.
Wow.
Some developing trends.
Canada.
Here.
Canadian curves.
Yeah.
Let's not pick sides, Canada. Because you're hurting people here.
Just vote anonymously.
Let's see. I'm Not a Racist. What did he have? Breeze being Breeze. Gore being Gore.
Bros could have won this.
Yeah, but...
if he had known Stewart wasn't playing at all.
He probably should know. Now he's on the bubble. Because, right? He should know. He should know. And plus, Kevin Smith, come on. You knew he was coming back with a vengeance. Everyone knew
you gotta
that.
Use Kevin Smith while you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's gonna get injured.
Before exactly. He loses both legs.
Who's there? Who's behind him now that, what's his name, is it done for the season?
Oh, who is it? Kendall? No, I don't even remember.
Is it that Mike LaShore that he has? Michael LaShore?
Who has him?
Who's suspended? Bros.
No, I don't think he's the backup. He might be the third string.
Is that why he's on? He's definitely on the bubbles because he's got issues.
Suspended players. He's not changing players out that were obviously hurt the first week. And he didn't play Kevin Smith. Ooh, three strikes and you're bubbled.
Well, he's probably inactive, so he doesn't even know.
Yeah, he probably does.
And by bubble, it means that he's probably coming back next year anyway.
He'll be a part of the 16-team league. I'm Not a Racist. Let's see. You don't got a deep bench. You got a free agent tight end.
Who's on a bye, it says.
And you have somebody who's out. Denarius Moore. Is he any good? Anybody?
I think he's their number one receiver.
Oh, really?
When he's healthy.
All right. So maybe. You're safe right now. But let's do something about that tight end, okay? How about that?
How did Dustin Keller not get anything? Because the Jets went crazy on offense.
Yeah, but...
he was still injured, though, isn't he?
Is he?
No.
Well, it says he was... well, he played, obviously, but his hamstring could have still bothered him. What'd he get? He only got 7 yards and one reception?
Yeah.
I don't see targets, though, on here.
They were saving him. You don't want to let him know everything right out the gate. When you got it under wraps, sometimes you hold back a little bit.
So he's part of the Tebow package?
Yeah.
He's going to be out there blocking punts.
Next up is Team Franchise versus the Concord Auto Picks. And let's not talk about Auto Picks team because, let's be honest, this is probably going to be the same lineup he has all season. But... Team Franchise took a flyer on Bob Griffin. Now, he didn't start him, but pretty impressive first performance for Pierre Garçon. Pierre Garçon must have been watching Baylor games, is what I'm saying, because he made Bob Griffin look good running for, an 80-yard touchdown.
And then he got injured, and then they didn't really do a whole lot for the rest of the game.
Didn't do anything, actually. They almost lost because Garçon went out. So, I recommend trade high on Bob now, get something worth, because you got Super Cam. He has Super Cam. You don't need more than that, really, do you? You can survive one bye week if you got Super Cam. He has Megatron, which is amazing. And somehow, he was the only person to take Alfred Morris. Who knew? Is Franchise a secret Redskins fan now or something?
I don't know.
I think he has to be. Because who?
Surprising, he only has one Eagle player, though.
But he does have the Eagle defense.
Oh, I do see that, yes.
Oh, and let's see, last matchup is... We can skip the last one. Are you guys cool with that?
No, let's get into it a little bit.
You're talking about the championship preview?
Well, here's the thing. It was a championship preview. It really was. Until Matt Stafford decided to throw away the championship. Pick after pick after pick. Red zone pick here. Red zone pick there. Here, I'll just throw it to you, St. Louis. Why don't you just return it for a touchdown?
He was being Matt Stafford.
No.
Stafford. You were being a very wishy-washy GM.
Oh, on man. Sunday. I had traded him at least two times. And then I took him off the block. Right when he threw that last touchdown.
You mean the touchdown that shouldn't even have happened?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
The refs gave him that game.
What do you mean?
You didn't see that they stopped the clock when they shouldn't have? And that ended up giving them more time to win the game?
Home field advantage. Come on. You're telling me that that only happens in Detroit? That happens.
Yes.
That happens everywhere. So
the replacement refs ruining a game.
Oh, I'm tired of these announcers getting on the refs. That's all you hear. Oh, I don't know. The second guessing has gotten like 100% worse. You thought it was bad before? Oh, it's 100 times worse. And I guarantee you, it's no different. These refs are no different, making no worse calls than the other refs.
Didn't you see Seattle get 4 timeouts?
Oh, yeah, I did read about that.
What?
Yeah.
The first half or the second half?
Yeah, at the end of the game. Seattle was making a drive, and then they got a 4th timeout to help them out.
Home.
Do you get a technical for that if you call it?
No, there's no technical. You just don't give it to them.
No Chris Webber incident?
Whoa. Well, I'm just saying I didn't notice anything different. 4 timeouts, like, that's never happened before, okay?
You'll have to see. Once the actual refs come in, maybe they'll start calling, like, Big Ten Michigan games.
We'll take an extra timeout. So I would have won this game if Stafford wouldn't have thrown it away.
You just wanted to give Tomato a birthday present.
No, I didn't. I definitely didn't.
This is the lowest scoring game of the week.
You mentioned him on Twitter, and then I go to look at his timeline.
Yeah.
He hasn't tweeted in like 300 days.
He was on there a couple weeks ago cleaning it out, cleaning all the spam because he had been hacked. He doesn't take care of his Twitter account. Do not follow the real Tomato.
Should Tomato be put on notice because he has a suspended player as well?
Yeah, let's do that. Plus, right, he beat me. He fluked into a victory. That's a strike two. Because I was ready for a win. My team was ready for a win. But if Stafford just does a regular Stafford performance, 355, 3 touchdowns, 20 yards rushing. I don't know if you guys saw, he caught a reception that he threw to himself. Does that count? I should have got extra points for that. I mean, 3 interceptions really killed him, and that really killed me. So even though Tomato beat me, he didn't really beat me.
Well, I didn't realize he still had 355.
They were throwing the ball nonstop. I think he had 48 attempts.
Wow.
So they're going to be throwing the ball, and when you throw the ball that much, you're going to throw interceptions. We just don't want 3 interceptions, 2 of them in the red zone, and 1 of them return for a touchdown. If we can fix that, we can fix the Rough Riders.
It's a big if.
What about Michael Turner?
Oh, it was a blowout. They're resting him.
Just in a blowout, usually you run the ball?
Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons they don't care about the other team. They're a bunch of thugs.
Because they kept passing?
Yeah, they're running up the score.
Well, they did play the scary Kansas City defense.
That's right.
No lead is safe against Kansas City.
No one.
They don't respect football.
Speaking of receivers who outperform themselves, you might want to start selling on Reggie Wayne. If I'm going to be selling on Lance Moore, you're selling on Reggie Wayne for sure.
What do you mean? 9 for 135? That's his lowest performance of the year.
But he didn't get a score.
Yeah, but here's what's going to happen, and I know this because
he's going to get injured.
I'm in the Colts region, so
because they don't have an offensive line.
What's going to happen is they're going to continue to throw to Reggie Wayne until the point where he gets injured. That's my clock.
He almost did get injured.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah,
like he's going to get the ball or going to get targeted so much because.
That's all they have.
I mean, he's the most reliable receiver.
And Kali wasn't on the field. Garcon's gone.
So I gotta be careful. I gotta make sure that I get rid of him right before he gets injured. A couple more weeks, we'll see. But they're gonna throw the ball a lot too because they don't have anybody running for him.
Well, Brown wasn't too bad towards the end of the game. He had a bad start, but he didn't finish too bad.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope. I really hope Reggie Wayne can continue this. But if Andrew Luck somehow isn't what we thought he was, Reggie Wayne made the wrong decision to stay there.
He signed this last year?
Yeah.
Ooh. What was it, like a 3-year deal?
I think it was. I think this is where he wants to end his career.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure what the...
One way or the other, he probably will then.
Luck? I don't trust Luck because... I know he's a young quarterback, and I know he's smart, and he's the guy, but did you see the underthrows?
Yeah,
so many underthrows. Yeah. And I'm afraid for these wide receivers because he's going to lay it out there and just going to – I mean, Collie's going to get his head knocked off.
Wayne had a couple of those where he caught it and just had time to, like, dive into the – like, in between two defenders. Otherwise, he would have gotten clocked.
And I know Reggie Wayne's going to be like, oh, what is this guy? He's going to get me killed.
Yeah.
So, we'll see if Reggie Wayne lasts, but they're going to take a beating in Indy. They're going to take a beating.
Well, at least you have a good backup receiver in Alshon Jeffrey, right? Oh, wait, I don't see him on your bench.
You mean the looter in a riot?
Where did he go?
Looter in a riot, 3 receptions, 1 fluky touchdown.
And you benched Randy Moss.
Yeah, I know. Now... I had to bench Randy Moss because look at my elite wide receivers. Come on, Steve Smith, Antonio Brown.
Who had less points than Moss?
Yeah, but people were saying, is Randy Moss even going to make the team as of last week?
Well, he did, and he got 47 yards and a score.
Because he's playing that soft Green Bay defense.
That's true. Holy cow, that's all anybody could talk about.
Really?
Yesterday and today. Oh, yeah.
Nobody jumping off the ship yet?
No. There is one difference between Bears fans and Green Bay fans is that Bears fans are still delirious even when they have a bad team, whereas a lot of Packer fans were definitely saying that they deserve to lose because San Francisco is playing so well.
Oh, okay. Well, then at least they sound like they know football.
Yeah, somewhat.
All right, so what would happen if the playoffs started today? The playoffs started today. Ooh, brownies.
You stacked the black division again.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
You just didn't distribute very well.
Well, what are you trying to say?
We've got one champion and two of the other guys that ended up in the playoffs. Tomatoes is going to be thinking that he's going to be just given a free pass to the championship again.
Well, he has to deal with franchise, team franchise.
And you also have Pantera in the white division.
Are you saying that Straight Cash Homie and the Lazy Kings aren't up to the task to challenge?
We'll see.
Come on, guys. He's calling you out.
Black Division has the two worst teams.
What are you talking about?
Team Windrar and the Rough Riders.
Well, I'm not the worst team.
Remember, one of the worst.
Matt Stafford threw 3 interceptions. That will never happen again.
That'll happen next week.
It will never happen again.
Yeah, he's not always going to face the scary St. Louis defense.
Should we talk right, about
next week? He's got a softie with San Francisco.
Should we talk about the power rankings?
Sure.
I don't know.
Let's talk. Well, let's see.
Was almost not even going to post these because they're kind of unofficial.
What do you mean unofficial?
They're like not canon.
They're not canon for the TPS NFL update.
Just too small of a sample size.
Well, I agree with you because you put the Rough Riders as the 14th team.
Well, that's something that's accurate.
That is inaccurate.
That's the exception.
You didn't even take into account that Matt Stafford will never throw three interceptions again. Two in the red zone, one return for a touchdown. That's not even mentioned. That right there is at least worth three slots up the power rankings. At least.
That's a rough start considering you had, again, the number one pick.
I didn't have the number one pick.
I'm sorry, you have the number one player.
Ooh, thank you. Where? Well, hold on, let me see. Where do you put you, Bourne?
Eight? I lost and got higher than my opponent did, so I'm not going to say anything.
Where did the... Okay, so that's weird.
No, it's really not. I'm fine with that.
On Chiefs defense?
I can improve on that, definitely, if that's my only weakness.
What about Team Canada? Where are they? Four?
Four. Yeah. They lost Freddy Krueger, and they're still in fourth.
How does that work? He has no running back.
He has Donald Brown.
Too small of a sample.
And he has the law firm.
Okay, I'll give you the law firm.
So two.
Wow. Nobody. I'm going to ban all trade to Canada. You are under embargo. And let's see, who did you put as number one? I'm sure you put somebody who deserves to be number one, a team that isn't overrated, has a lot of good players, you know, maybe franchise, or I'm not a racist, maybe Tomatoes. I mean, they did kind of win the unofficial
championship. Give them a little bit of respect from last year?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a bunch of teams that finished under me? And then the Tomatoes?
Let's see, who did you... Really? Really? You put yourself as the number one team in the power rankings?
Yeah. It wasn't even close.
What do you mean? Tomatoes, last year's champion, won the unofficial Super Bowl in week one.
You mean the lowest scoring game of the week.
And they're not number one? They get nothing for that? It's like they lost, putting them at five. And
they had the lowest score of a winning team.
Wow.
They were the worst winning team.
Explain to me
how...
They
didn't play such a bad team, they would have lost.
Explain to me how your team is the best team then. Or
Warren would have beat them. And he has the Chiefs defense.
Just doesn't... Like last year, the power rankings don't make any sense to me. I don't understand them.
Well, maybe John's right. Small sample size.
Yeah, I told you this is not canon.
So next week, they're just going to be flip-flop. The real number one
John,
team.
Are you using words like that, John, because B. Smith's listening?
Is he?
I don't know.
He will be.
He will be, yeah.
Oh. Which word? Canon?
Canon, yeah.
Oh. Yep.
Okay. Any previews for next week? I mean, I have pretty much a surefire win. I'm pretty much giving myself a win because, sorry, Bourne, but you have the Chiefs defense. So.
That's okay. I'm playing the worst team in the league.
Whoa.
So.
Brownies, you got your hands full. Team in the gaming world. 1-0. You're playing an undefeated team.
Mm-hmm. Is D'Angelo Williams still D'Angelo Williams?
I haven't watched SportsCenter yet, so I don't know.
He's on pace for negative 16 yards.
let's see. Tomatoes taking on T-Piss Bros. Who knows? Maybe Bros will come and set his lineup. Drop a suspended player. We'd really appreciate it. Chuck Norris versus Winrar. Norris, I got you in this. Winrar, he's got Eli Manning. Sorry. You got Eli Manning.
That one could be close.
Franchise versus Ron Bro. Ron Bro, here's a pro tip. Stick to basketball.
He didn't do well in the basketball.
Stick to watching basketball. TPS NFL bums, Butters versus Team Canada, Darth Nation. Flip coin, because I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't want to root for Canada, but I don't want to root for Butters either.
Well, he did move Kruger out of the lineup.
Oh, good. He's calling it. He says he got this. Don't vote for yourself. And don't put it out in public either. Last matchup is I'm Not a Racist versus Concord Auto Picks. And I'm Not a Racist gets a free win. He has a bye week this week by playing Concord Lazy Kings. So next week...
Has it been confirmed? Does he have another Yahoo League?
It's been confirmed that he doesn't have another Yahoo League.
Wow.
He has another ESPN League.
He got kicked out of his Yahoo League?
Yeah, he won too much in that
one. I wonder why.
Wait, didn't we also say, though, that he was the only guy in that league? So does that mean he kicked himself out of the league?
He just wanted to be... He liked ESPN, how to manage a single-person league better.
He actually wanted to try against actual human opponents.
Maybe we should review the B-Smith pick'em thingy, pick'em pick'ems.
Sure.
First, this is against the spread. Pay attention. I have, it's four games a week, okay, if you're following along at home.
Yeah, this is confusing for some people, apparently.
And I made a group, a bunch of us have already joined up in that group, only pick the four games that are announced on this show and in the forum thread in the ESPN League. So you know which four games you're picking so that we don't have somebody like Butters and pick all the games and throw off who's in the lead and who's winning. So please, only pick the four games that we announce. Last week, though, I've went through it, and he did get two right. He got two of the four correct, so he has 2 points. Our leader, McLean, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? You're picking up...
Week one's picks were easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how so?
Except for the last game, which I went back and forth on.
Coin flip.
Yeah.
It was one, right? Minus one, L.A.? Yeah. Or Oakland, I mean.
But besides that one, they were easy picks.
Bourne, you got two right, even though you weren't picking against the spread.
That's what I get for trying to do it while on vacation over my phone.
Let's see, who else? Tomato got two, Round Bros got one, I got zero. So obviously, I don't know.
Were you on vacation?
I don't know how to play the game. I swear. I'm pretty sure I put in the exact same picks I said on the podcast. So I made sure that I was wrong all the way around.
Well, you said the Cowboys
did
on the podcast.
Did I? I didn't want to.
Didn't pick them.
I didn't want to go back and listen, but I wanted to get the pick'em group done before the game started. And I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it when I got home from work, so I had to do it at work. And you know how that can go. Sometimes you got to quickly minimize. You got to do what you got to do before people start snooping around. So this week's games. Here we go. First one up: Chicago against Green Bay. And now, do we know where this game is? I should probably have this pulled up. Week two picks. Chicago at Green Bay. Right now, ESPN has it Green Bay -5.5. So that's, who knows, huh? I think I'm going to take Green Bay. It's at
Green Bay. Are you writing these down?
I'm picking my picks right now. I'm on the website. Bears at Green Bay. Green Bay -5.5. I'm taking Green Bay. McLean?
I'm taking Chicago.
Really? Come on. Yeah. You're going to give up your lead that quickly?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Looter
against the soft defense.
What about you, Bourne?
I think I might go with the Bears as well on this one. What did they do against the Colts?
They covered.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
they did.
Sure they covered.
I think I am going to go with the Bears as well.
Wow. Don't sleep on the Packers. They had one bad game.
I mean, when you look at their games last year against Chicago, though, they were pretty close.
All right. Next game is Arizona.
Are these just chosen randomly, or is there any type of?
No, these are B. Smith's picks.
Okay.
These are the games that he wants us to pick.
Okay.
Arizona at New England -13.5. McClain?
I think I'm going to go New England.
Yeah,
of course you're going to go New England. I'm going New England. New England's an easy pick there, right? It is. Who's starting for Arizona?
That's a lot of points.
Gelton?
Knows. No, he's injured.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Bad high ankle sprain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you better go to New England there.
But Cobb looked good.
Yep, but Cobb is Cobb.
He got the game-winning drive.
But he's Cobb.
Who did they play last week?
Seattle.
Oh. Even with four timeouts, huh?
Yeah. It was crazy. You should have seen it. They gave him like 10 pass interference calls also. They had like 20 downs to get in the end zone.
So New England, then. Like, yes. No doubt. Next up, New York Jets. Let me see. Where's the Jets game here? Jets game.
At the Steelers.
Yep, at Steelers, -6.5. Sorry, B. Smith. We're using the ESPN lines, not your crazy lines for more.
What's his line?
Six.
No, it's not a big difference.
No, that's a huge difference. So who do you got, Bourne? I'll go to you first.
I'm going to go with the Steelers on this one.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Jets' offense was a fluke last week. I don't think we'll score that much.
Oh, I'm going with the Jets.
And I think the Steelers played pretty well last week enough to D.
The Steelers got rocked by the Broncos.
Yeah, but they had one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game picking them apart. You got Mark Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
The Steelers are the favorite?
Yeah.
For the Jets?
No, the Steelers are the favorite.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's free. Free win. I'm taking the Jets.
You're taking the Jets. I'm taking the Jets. All right, last one. Who do you got, B. Smith? Detroit at San Francisco, the Sunday night game. Everyone gets to watch this.
The handshake game.
Yep, handshake game. Rematch. Detroit at San Francisco, -6.5. Oh, come on. I'm taking Detroit easy. Easy. They're going to win. Come on. How dare they? Who do you got, Bourne?
I'm going to take the 49ers.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
-6.5? Come on, McClain. Fix this. Do the right thing. Right. Megatron.
San Francisco. They might win. They beat Green Bay by 8.
Yeah.
And Green Bay is a good Detroit.
No. Whoa, no. Detroit has this. Detroit got this locked down.
Do they still have Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Or, no, the other one. What's his name? Jim Schwartz?
Yeah.
Schwartz. Yeah, they're going to lose.
No.
He's a terrible coach.
No, he's a good coach. He's turning this team around. He's gave them swag. They got their swag back.
Don't they have, like, the most arrests?
That's a good stat to have. Sometimes you need a little thug. Just ask the Notre Dame announcer. Sometimes you need a little bit of bad blood to keep everyone in check.
Why do you think, even if the Lions win, why do you think the Lions game is going to be close against the Niners?
Because I think the Niners are overrated.
So you still think they're going to score a lot of points?
Probably in the mid-20s. I got Detroit winning by 3.
Hmm.
It's going to be a field goal game. It was a close game last year. These teams aren't that much different.
Well, last year was a fluke, though.
For who? The Niners?
the Lions keeping it so close.
No. They're going to do it again. Stafford isn't going to throw three interceptions this time.
And now there's Randy Moss.
That's a negative. He's going to be criticizing the cuisine here. And
that's a decoy.
Well, the Lions aren't very smart, so they'll fall for it.
Look, Stafford might throw four picks.
Who's that old man over there? Get out of here. I got these picks. All right, make sure. Packers, or Bears at Packers, Arizona at New England, the Jets at Pittsburgh, and Detroit at San Francisco. Only those four games, butters. Got it?
Submitted.
All right. So let's finish up here. Anybody have any last words?
Let's hope Whedon can improve his passer rating. Let's go for double digits this week.
Double-digit passer rating.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like 5.4 or something like that.
The last words of Canada. Alex Smith and Big Ben are on the block. He's willing to trade bait. Watch out for that embargo, Canada, coming soon. McLean, any last words?
Peyton Manning's back. He's better than Eli.
I will say I was pretty impressed watching him play. It was very weird watching him play at Denver, but it was pretty impressive. That, I don't know if you guys watched at all that towards the end of the game when he was playing games with Polamalu.
Yeah, and then he called a timeout.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Polamalu was ready to jump over the line.
Yeah, he was, yeah, twice.
Timeout.
Twice.
Can we just call him the greatest ever?
Yep. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Until Brady has a neck injury, and then Brady will be the best ever.
It is pretty amazing, though. I mean, Peyton's not at all like Brady in terms of how they attack. And that's either because Belichick calls better plays that Brady doesn't have to audible all the time, or
Peyton... Wait a minute. Are you saying that Brady is a product of the system?
Quarterback.
He's a system quarterback.
Yeah. Because Belichick was a Cleveland. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll give him some credit because Belichick was a Cleveland coach at one time, and he definitely wasn't the genius they all claim him to be now.
Sometimes you have to have a good quarterback to be a genius.
And Bernie Kosar.
All right. Well, next week, week two update. Fantasy, Michigan pulling out a victory over UMass. Look forward to that. Look forward to some more Blue Bomber updates. Hopefully they could recover and do something to finish up the end of their season. And by request from Tomater, because the Dirty Birds helped him out, and by Dirty Birds he meant, was it the Cardinals? I don't even remember what team. The Eagles, one of the bird teams. But
not the Falcons?
Not the Falcons. He requested the Atlanta Falcons Dirty Birds Fly. Here we go. It's our opponent. That other coach scared, man, he really don't want it. Oh yeah, we want that title, nothing less than that Lombardi. Cause everybody know that ACL got a party on the 40. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20,